USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Women deprived of freedom of speech or the freedom to vote should fight for the rights and know that the United States stands behind them, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday.
I know what happens when women are heard. When women are heard, whether that is in the courtroom, in the workplace, in the halls of government, or at the ballot box, democracy is more complete.
Harris told the Generation Equality Forum at a summit hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron that gender equality was paramount to strengthening democracy. After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Airfield, the epicenter of its war, to oust the Taliban and hunt down the Al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America, two U.S. officials said Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Wildfires fueled by bone-dry brush and timber surged through Northern California forests on Friday, burning several homes and forcing thousands to flee mountain communities, even as authorities prepared for a hot, crowded 4th of July weekend that could bring the threat of new blazes. Three wildfires near the towering Mount Shasta volcano, an hour's drive from the Oregon border, had burned around 50 square miles of land, but the blazes weren't anywhere near being surrounded as they continued to threaten homes in nearby areas. Wendy King has word of an agreement with the Boy Scouts of America.
The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Officials are considering demolishing the rest of the Champlain Towers south as operations continue, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Thursday evening. Work on the debris was halted for much of the day as engineers assessed the structure still standing. Several people were injured with the detonation of a truckload of illegal fireworks. Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After a half century of waiting, Wally Funk, who trained for NASA's Mercury program but was denied the opportunity to go to space, is finally getting her time amongst the stars.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I was saying, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Blue Origin announced Thursday that the 82-year-old will take the fourth spot on the inaugural crewed flight. Funk will fly on New Shepard as an honored guest. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.